Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3. Banner Island Ballpark. Test 1, 2, 3.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show.
Hello and welcome to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark for game two of six between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us here at Banner Island Ballpark for a great matchup Wednesday night baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and the Oakland Athletics. Your Fresno Grizzlies coming with a record of 6-2 after yesterday morning's 9-2 win over the Stockton Ports. Your Grizzlies scored 7 runs in the top of the second inning, which included a grand slam by shortstop Andy Perez, the first grand slam this year for the Grizzlies, Perez's second homer and first career grand slam as well. The Grizzlies had 13 walks on offense. On the other side, the pitching staff dominated as well. They just allowed a solo homer and a bases-loaded walk. That's all they gave up yesterday. On the pitching staff side, 5 pitchers combined to strike out 11 total batters. And the Grizzlies got back in the win column at a place that they know how to win. The Grizzlies 31-6 all time at Banner Island Ballpark, and they look to continue their winning ways tonight at the record of 6-2. They give the ball to right-hand pitcher Brian Perez. And Perez, the right-hander, has had an outstanding season. Perez, in his first start, no record, a 2.25 ERA, 4 innings of 1-run ball, but the right-hander showed a very good fastball and a couple really good breaking balls as well. He'll be countered by Stockton Ports right-hand pitcher Chen Zhong Aoshuang, Zhongaoshuang. He'll be making his first start, second appearance overall. No record, no ERA. Schwing had a great first outing of the season where he struck out 6 batters over 3 scoreless innings. And he's trying to get the Ports back in the win column. The Ports 2-6 on the year. So it should be a great pitching matchup after the Grizzlies took last night, or I guess yesterday morning's 9-2 win over these Ports in game 1 of the series. Now game 2 tonight for Wednesday night baseball. A beautiful evening here in Stockton, California at Banner Island Ballpark. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with the visiting clubhouse manager of your Fresno Grizzlies, Julian Banda. And Julian Banda had himself an off season. Not only was he named the California League visiting clubhouse manager of the year, he also was awarded as having the top costume during the Fresno Grizzlies front office Halloween costume for Halloween. He had an award for that as well. There's a baseball card now with Julian Banda's face on it. And Julian Banda also was recognized prior to first pitch on our home opener back on Tuesday at Chukchansey Park. So Julian Banda, a lot of great achievements for him in the past year or so. He joins us on the pregame show to talk all about those things. So when we come back right after the break, we'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. We'll be back right after this.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm sitting with the reigning 2023 California League visiting clubhouse manager of the year, Julian Banda. First of all, congratulations, and I'm glad you could join us on the pregame.
Thank you, Stephen. It means a lot. When I found out I won this award, it meant everything. You know, I take pride in being a clubby for the Fresno Grizzlies, and I was very stoked.
Can you talk about when you found out that you won?
Yeah, it was early this February. You know, I'm in the off season. You know, things are slow, so we're doing operations work. I got a text from my director of operations manager, Abby. She said, come on up to, you know, help out something. So I thought it was something normal. I go up there. As I'm going through, I see all the front office staring at me as I'm walking through, and I'm like, okay, something's going on. I'm in trouble, or something just happened. So as I sit down, I think it was our president, Derek Franks, announced it. Well, you won the Visiting Clubhouse Manager of the Year award. And I was like, wow, heck yeah, let's go. You know, I was super, super happy about it. You know, like I said, I take pride in what I do. So it was very cool.
You know, and then on top of it, too, during Halloween, you actually won costume of the year for the front office. Tell the fans what you dressed up in as well, because now that's two awards for you.
I was a Costco employee. I did the sample. I was a sample worker. You know, they said, you know, whoever dresses up as the best costume, I was like, cool. Right away, there was something I seen on Instagram or something. So, you know, stuff around the house, I had it all. I got a little cart that was around the Grizzlies' front office and made it my costume, and yeah.
It was beautiful. I'm really upset that my Black Plague didn't win any award when it came down to it. But the final thing that you got this offseason that fans, I think, would love as well, too, is you are now part of a baseball card. How cool is that?
Oh, man, that was awesome. Again, another one of those days, we had a front office meeting. Next thing you know, Stephen Rice, yourself, goes, we got one last thing. And I go, okay. And then they go, let's have our 2023 Visiting Clubhouse Manager of the Year stand up. So I was like, oh, here we go again. I stand up and they go, you got your own baseball card. I was shocked, you know, something I never thought, you know, starting out as a bat boy here when I started in 2019, something I never thought would have happened. You know, I appreciate the front office and yourself, Stephen, and it was, you know, something I would always appreciate.
And for our home opener, we also celebrated you on the field as well. I know your family was in attendance. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, I was even lucky enough to get my mom and dad out there. You know, we took a couple pictures with our president, Derek. And, you know, again, that's something I never thought would have happened being here when I started. So, you know, I appreciate all the love I received.
You know, Visiting Clubhouse of the Year, you know, it always goes a long way. But what does that mean for you on an everyday basis? What do you do to be the best?
You know, like I mentioned, I take pride in what I do. I want to make sure I'm the best, you know. So if that means I'm coming in every day, making sure my clubhouse is the nicest out of everyone, that's what I want to do. I want to make sure it's clean, you know. If I want to make sure my fridges are stocked nice and good, you know, my players' loops are hung up, you know, that's something I do every day when I come in. I go shop for snacks and drinks and stuff around the clubhouse for the players and staff. I do their laundry, you know, mid-game loops, you know, after-game loops, you know, and of course do their jerseys and everything. But, you know, yeah, that's pretty much what every day looks like.
And this offseason as well, your clubhouse got a new upgrade, a new look as well. You're excited about it, I'm guessing.
Oh, I'm pumped. You know, I was already told from visiting teams from the past 2 years that it was one of the best visiting clubhouses out there. So, you know, shout out to our front office and, you know, the city of Fresno helping us get this done. But it's awesome. You know, we got Inland Empire here this week and I've heard nothing but positive feedback. You know, they're saying they don't even want to leave. So it's super nice. You know, I can't wait for other teams to come through and hopefully I can reach that standard, you know, of this clubhouse.
And now, what are some goals for you this year as well? Of course, you want to win back-to-back, but, you know, there's got to be more loftier goals, right?
Yeah, you know, I just, you know, of course, like you said, win back-to-back, you know, take small steps. But, you know, I just want to perfect my craft. I want players to come up and tell me, hey, you know, this is something I've never had done before. Same thing with staff. You know, I just want to make sure I'm the best at what I do, you know, not to be cocky or anything, but I just, you know, I love being here part of the Fresno Grizzlies and I love being a clubby. So, you know, anything I can do to work harder, that's what I'm going to do.
Julian Bannon, ladies and gentlemen, the Visiting Clubhouse Manager of the Year in 2023. Thanks for joining us on the pregame.
Thank you, Steve.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Whoa!
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark for game 2 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Wednesday night baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Oakland Athletics. Your Fresno Grizzlies come in with a record of 6-2. They are tied for first place in the California League North Division standings, and their foe, the Stockton Ports, come with a record of 2-6. They are last place in the California League North Division standings, but these two teams right back at it this evening after yesterday morning's contest. We'd also like to thank Grizzlies visiting clubhouse manager Julian Banda for joining us on the pregame show. A lot of achievements for Julian over the past offseason, and now with the new clubhouse, Julian Banda is on the rise for some new amazing things this year as well. With that being said, it's now time for tonight's starting lineups. Let's first start with your Fresno Grizzlies, the single affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. They are 6-2 under manager Steve Solis. Here's his Toyota starting lineup. We're actually going to wait after that. They just took the field, the Ports did. So we're going to actually do the national anthem first, and then we'll have tonight's starting lineup. So a little bit of change of plans. Let's head over to the field for the national anthem.
We're your Cats for today's national anthem, sung by the Woodbridge Singers.
A beautiful national anthem to get us set for Wednesday night baseball here in Stockton, California. Let's go over the lineup for your Fresno Grizzlies under manager Steve Solis, the 2023 reigning California League Manager of the Year. Here's his Toyota starting lineup. Leading off and playing first base, number 5, Aiden Longwell. Batting second, the third baseman, number 3, Braylon Wimmer. Batting third is the shortstop, number 7, Andy Perez. Batting fourth is the left fielder, number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting fifth at DH, number 14, Felix Tena. Batting sixth, the right fielder, number 2, E.J. Andrews Jr. Batting seventh, the second baseman, number 1, Luis Mendez. Batting eighth, the catcher, number 33, Darius Perry. And batting ninth, the center fielder, number 24, Caleb Hobson. And on the bump for your Grizzlies, the right-hand pitcher, number 36, Brian Perez. No record, a 2.25 ERA. So once again, for Steve Solis, his lineup is Longwell, Wimmer, Perez, Snyder, Tena, Andrews Jr., Mendez, Perry, Hobson, and Brian Perez on the bump. And that lineup will face the right-hand pitcher, number 40, Chen Zong-Ao Shuang. No record, no ERA, making his first start, second appearance of the season. As he finishes up his warm-up pitches, we'll give you the Ports lineup momentarily as we get set for first pitch. It is 77 degrees out, clear skies here in Stockton as well. 7 mile-per-hour winds out to center field. Aiden Longwell will step up to the plate against the right-hander in swing. And here comes the first pitch. And it is outside in the count at one ball and no strikes. Aiden Longwell leading things off. The Grizzlies, they're wearing their red jerseys for the first time in 2024. Here comes the 1-0. Longwell, foul tip into the glove. The count now at one ball and one strike. So Grizzlies, red jerseys. Grizzlies run across the front. That is in black and white. As here comes the 1-1. And Longwell, swing and a miss. Count at 1-2. Black cap with the red bill. The California Bear flag on top of that black cap for Fresno. Stockton, they are now in their white uniforms. They have the red sleeves. And they are sporting the red cap with the red bill. Ports run across the front on that jersey. They have the Stockton S logo on the front of their cap as the 1-2 is outside. Count it, two balls and two strikes. Caden Gustafson is the home plate umpire. Garrett Nelson over on the bases. Here comes the 2-2 from Schwing. And Longwell, ground ball, that is going to get up into right field, a base hit. Pass the diving second baseman in B.J. Cook. And Aiden Longwell, leadoff single. Great job right there from Longwell to stay on that 2-2 offering and shoot it back up the middle. And B.J. Cook almost got there. Either way, a leadoff single for Longwell, and now it's Braylon Wimmer. Runner at first, no outs here in the top of the first inning, no score. Here's the pitch from Schwing. High chopper foul towards the third base coach and bench coach in Cesar Galvez. First base coach is the Grizzlies manager in Steve Solis. By the way, first pitch tonight at 7.05 p.m. on the dot. As here comes the 0-1, and it is high. Count at 1-1. So 7.05 p.m., and Aiden Longwell, the runner at first. One ball, one strike. Schwing, fastball, curveball, as that swung on and missed, and the count now at one ball and two strikes. He also sports a splitter, changeup, and slider, according to his repertoire page. Count at one ball and two strikes. Here comes the pitch, and a fastball called strike three. Wimmer caught looking for the first out. So Schwing is out, or Wimmer is out from Schwing, and now with Andy Perez coming to the plate, the hottest batter in this Grizzlies lineup. Let's give you the Stockton Ports defense. Behind the plate, they have Cole Kahn, Luke Manns at third, Miles Naylor is at short, B.J. Cook at second base, and Darlin Montero over at first, as Perez fouls off the first pitch to count at 0-1. The DH is Nick Schwartz. Schwing is the pitcher, Poisson in left, Lasko in center, and Nankill in right. As Perez fouls off a breaking ball, the count now at 0-2. Good curveball down the zone there from Schwing. Count at 0-2 to Andy Perez. Andy Perez leads the team with two home runs, tied with Braylon Wimmer in that category. He also has 12 RBIs. The pitch is fouled off by Perez. We'll do it again. His grand slam yesterday was the first grand slam of the Grizzly season and the first of his career. So no balls, two strikes to Andy Perez. And he was very excited to hit that grand slam out to right field. Here's the 0-2, and that is a ground ball. This could be 2-4-6-3, and it gets thrown away from the shortstop in Naylor. The first baseman of Montero tried to stay on the bag, and the ball kept going away from him, so Perez will reach on what should have been a tailored-made double play. So Perez will reach. He goes 4-6 on the fielder's choice. So two outs now with a runner at first, and now it's left fielder Jake Snyder. Snyder, in his first seven games, has walked 13 times as he lines one out to left field, and it will go foul. The count at 0-1. Snyder back for his second season with Fresno. A very fast outfielder that has mixed between left field and DH so far for the Grizzlies. Snyder, a 1.190 OPS as they check on Perez. He doesn't go anywhere, and he's safe. Perez, 0 for 1 in stolen bases, was caught one time earlier this year. But back to Jake Snyder. Snyder, one homer, one triple, two doubles, 12 runs, and 13 walks in 2024. As a count now at 1-1. Snyder did not have a hit last night or yesterday morning, but reached base a couple times via the free pass. As here comes the 1-1, and Perez lines one. And that's a tough play, but made by B.J. Cook. Wow. An ice cream cone right at Cook. And he makes the play to end the inning. A busy inning for B.J. Cook, and the Grizzlies come up empty. We head to the bottom of the first. No score. Listen to Grizzlies baseball and stream, guys. FreshGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We are in the bottom of the first inning. No score between the Grizzlies and Ports, as Cole Kahn, the catcher for Stockton, will lead things off against Brian Perez. Here's a pitch from Perez to the backstop, the count at 1-0. So let's go through the Ports lineup. They are 2-6, the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. They are managed by Javier Godard. Cole Kahn, the catcher, will lead things off as that pitch is outside, 2-0. Center fielder Ryan Lasko, he will bat second. Shortstop Miles Naylor will hit third. Luke Mann, the third baseman, he hits fourth. Nathan Nankill, the right fielder, he will bat fifth, as there is a strike from Perez, counted 2-1. Darlin Montero, a solo homer yesterday. The first baseman hits sixth. Nick Schwartz does he's the DH. He bats seventh. First time we've seen him in this series, as a 2-1 swung on and missed. Counted 2-2. Robert Poisson, the left fielder, he will hit eighth. We've seen Poisson over the past couple of years. And then B.J. Cook, who had a very good defensive inning, he will bat ninth at second base. Against right-hand pitcher Brian Perez, making his second start of the 2024 season, as that is swung on and missed. Down and away, Brian Perez picks up the strikeout, and Kahn is out. Great job from Perez, who fell behind 2-0 to Kahn, to come back and throw three good pitches. And that third one, the most lethal of all of them, as Kahn ends up having a Kahn to his line. We'll head back to the dugout. And that will be Ryan Lasko, the center fielder. As Perez, ground ball to the other Perez. Andy's up with it over to first in time. And one pitch, two outs now, as Lasko is retired. It goes 6-3. And now we'll bring up the shortstop in Miles Naylor. Naylor, the top prospect on this Ports team, ranked number 8 overall among the Athletics' top 30 prospects on MLB.com. Miles Naylor is related to Josh Naylor, the big leaguer. As here comes the first pitch from Brian Perez. And Naylor not only has ties to a big leaguer, but so does Brian Perez. He's the nephew of Edinson Volquez, the former big leaguers. Here comes the 0-1, and that is a called strike. The count at 0-2. As Perez has been throwing strikes ever since he started, 2-0 to the leadoff batter in Cole Kahn. Here comes the 0-2 and swung on and missed. How about a 1-2-3 with a pair of punch outs for Perez? We have the top of the second with no score. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and Sport 3024.
Hey, Grizzlies fans, experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chancey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanceyGold.com. Here comes a pitch, and it is a called strike on a breaking ball. Looked like the curveball there from Schwing. The count at 0-1 to Felix Tena. First at bat for the DH. Here comes the 0-1. And Tena flies one out to shallow right field. Now the first baseman in foul territory making the play is Montero. He will make the catch for the first out. So a pop-up to the first baseman, and one away will bring up the right fielder, E.J. Andrews Jr. But again, plus get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanceyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chancey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. As there's a called strike, the count at 0-1 to Andrews Jr. But again, Chuck Chancey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. We thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As here's a fly ball to deep left field. Does it stay fair? And it just goes foul. Andrews Jr. just missed out on a home run right there. Would have been his first of the season. That ball out to left field just missed a home run. The count now at 0-2. Here comes the 0-2 from Schwing. It's outside. The count at 1-2. We're in the top of the second. No score between Fresno and Stockton. Beautiful night for baseball here in Stockton, California. Here comes the 1-2, and Andrews Jr. on the pitch inside. Handcuffs him a little bit, and he sprays it foul. The count remains at 1-2. Andrews Jr. had the day off yesterday, back in the lineup, as here comes the 1-2. And Andrews Jr., fly ball foul, and the count remains at 1-2, just above us here in the press box. E.J. Andrews Jr., the former Fresno State Bulldog. Here comes the 1-2, and again, foul ball, and if there was no netting, it's right into our booth right here. Count of 1-2. Andrews Jr. has been on a couple pitches from the right-hander and Schwing. Schwing is listed at 6'1", 190 pounds, as Andrews Jr. misses a breaking ball. Good curveball from Schwing and some groans from the Stockton crowd. The count at 2-2. good pitch on the inner portion of the plate. Here comes the 2-2 offering to Andrews Jr. from the Taiwanese righty. And Andrews Jr. swing and a miss. Good fastball past the bat of Andrews Jr. Second strikeout for Schwing. And with two away, here comes the second baseman, Luis Mendez. Luis Mendez, he has 7 RBI on the season. Had a bases-loaded RBI walk yesterday. Mendez, a very good defender, learning to hit a little bit more as the first pitch is high. The count at 1-0. As we said, though, Schwing is from Haolin, Taiwan, signed as an international free agent in 2021 by the Athletics. Here comes the 1-0 and swung on and missed. Count at 1-1. Schwing, the right-hander, this is his second year with Stockton. Missed all of 2023, though, due to injury. As here comes the 1-1, and Mendez swing and a miss. Good breaking ball down in the zone. Count of 1-2. As Mendez gets ready once again, here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And it is just outside. The count at 2-2. Good location once again from Schwing, who's done a good job mixing the fastball with his plethora of other pitches in his repertoire. Here comes the 2-2. And Mendez, a little pop-up. It will drift foul and out of play. Count at 2-2 still to Luis Mendez, who is with the Grizzlies for a second straight year. Luis Mendez, no home runs last year. More of a line drive type of hitter. Looks to get on base here after the first two batters were out, as that pitch almost hits him inside. The count now at 3-2. Top of the second inning, no score. As here comes the 3-2 to Mendez. And it is inside, ball 4. And the Grizzlies, who are used to walks, have their first one of the afternoon, or have the evening. And it'll be Darius Perry, the Grizzlies catcher. Two outs and a runner at first. The Grizzlies, with that walk right there, it's their 63rd base on balls this season, and their 50th over their last 7 games, which includes tonight. A check on Mendez. He's back safely. And Darius Perry yesterday had 3 walks, led the team in walks yesterday. The Grizzlies had 7 of their 9 batters drawing a walk, with 5 of them, which included Perry, with 2 or more walks, as he sees a called strike. The count at 0-1. The Grizzlies are first in the California League with 63 base on balls. They are 3rd in single A despite missing 2 games, as here's a fly ball out to right center field. The ball is playable, though, and it's caught by the center fielder Lasco to end the inning. The Grizzlies put a base runner on, but they come up empty. We head to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. We'll be back right after this.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Bottom of the second inning, no score between Fresno and Stockton, as Luke Mann will lead things off against the right-hand pitcher in Brian Perez. Brian Perez making his second start for Fresno, four innings in his season debut. Brian Perez, no record, a 2.25 ERA for the right-hander. Perez listed at 6'2", 167 pounds. He is 20 years old from Bajos de Haina, Dominican Republic. As that pitch is low, the count at one ball and no strikes. 77 miles per hour on his breaking ball. As here comes the 1-0 outside, count at two balls and no strikes. Brian Perez, four pitches on his repertoire sheet. Fastball, slider, changeup, curve. As here comes the 2-0-2 man. Man flies one out to deep center field. That ball is way back there, and it is gone. No, off the top of the wall. Man is running on his horse, looking for three. The throw is into third, and it is late. The center fielder in Hobson played it off the wall. Looked like it was going out at first. Instead, it's a triple for Mann, so either way, not a good omen to start the inning for Brian Perez. And it's the first hit for the Ports, as here comes Nathan Nankill. Reached base a couple times yesterday. The right fielder had a very good game. Reached base three times. A single walk, he also reached on an error, as the Grizzlies will record an out for a run. As that's a called strike. On the inside part of the plate, the count at 0-1. Infield back here for Fresno, so they will trade an out for a run. No balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch from Perez. And at 81 miles per hour, that is a strike. The count at 0-2. Clips the inner part of the plate. No balls, two strikes. Perez looks in, looking for a strikeout of Nankill. Here comes the pitch, and just low. Count of one ball and two strikes down in the zone there from Brian Perez. Brian Perez signed as an international free agent in 2021. And at that time was the top pitching signee by the Rockies in that class. As that is swung on and missed. Good breaking ball down in the zone for Perez. And a big strikeout. That's his third strikeout already in this contest, as here comes Darlin Montero. Montero, great power, is strikeout friendly though. The first baseman, a solo home run yesterday off of Isaiah Coupe. As now runner at third with one out, and the infield now comes in for Fresno. As that first pitch is fouled off of Perry the catcher, and the count at 0-1. The ball scoots to the backstop. Bottom of the second inning, no score between Fresno and Stockton. Glad you could join us for Wednesday night baseball. Game two of this six-game series. Here's the 0-1. Ground ball to second. The throw to the plate, and it's not made as the ball bounces in front of Perry. And scoring the run is Mann. Montero will reach on the fielder's choice. And Luke Mann comes in to score. The ball to Perry was bounced, and he tried making the play, and he could not hold on to the ball. And the Ports are on the board first. 1-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. So now runner at first with one out, and it's the DH Nick Schwartz. First time he's played in this series. So Mann scores after the triple. And here comes the pitch for Perez. And that is fouled right to the backstop. The count at 0-1, and the fan in the front row got a little bit of a wake-up call. They weren't paying attention, and the ball came right at them. So the count at 0-1. Luckily, there was a net in front of that fan. No balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch from Perez, and that is just high. The count at 1-1. Try to clip the inner portion of the plate on that slider. One ball, one strike. To Nick Schwartz. Schwartz listed as a catcher on the Athletics or on the Ports roster as it's a slow ground ball to Wimmer. Wimmer's only plays the first and it hits Schwartz. The ball bounds into the dugout and both runners will move up a base. So the throw from Wimmer was just offline and it hit the runner and Schwartz as Longwell tried to not lose his arm in the play. So Montero to third. And Schwartz will reach. We'll see what the ruling is. It could be a single and an error. So now runners at second and third with one out. And it's Robert Poisson. We'll see what the ruling is on that one. Either way, is now Darius Perry going to go talk to Perez as they're going to try to get on the same page right here. The Grizzlies trail 1-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. As Stockton has come out swinging the bats here early. He only scored 2 runs all of yesterday. And now taking on the right-hander and Brian Perez who can reach the mid-90s with that fastball. So Montero the runner at third. Schwartz the runner at second. Still waiting for the official ruling as that pitch is low. And it's going to be a throwing error on Braylon Wimmer. Just a throwing error. So that's the first error for Fresno. So runners at second and third with one out as here comes the 1-0. And outside of Poisson, the count at 2 balls and no strikes. Poisson listed as a switch hitter, but he's batting from the right side only. Used to be a switch hitter and now looks like a different stance as well. As he swings and misses on a fastball. Counted 2 balls and a strike. Poisson from La Romana, Dominican Republic. Signed as an international free agent in 2019. And was the big splash in the Athletic signing period. But has not really panned out for Poisson. As he swings and misses again. The count at 2-2. He's been between Stockton and the ACL Athletics over the past 3.5 seasons. And has not gone to the Athletics' plan for Poisson, trying to find the right spot for him. Now in the outfield, here's the 2-2. And he flies one to right, and it goes foul. But the change that we can see from last year is that stance. That is the big difference that we can see just from his first plate appearance. A little bit of an open stance gets him to the ball a little bit better. Here comes the 2-2 to Poisson. And that is called strike 3, 83 miles per hour, and Poisson is down on strikes. Good pitch for Brian Perez. That is 4 strikeouts already for him, 2 outs, and it'll bring up B.J. Cook. And that was a dandy of a pitch from Brian Perez. You can see glimpses of what Perez has in his arsenal. That was a beautifully placed pitch. So now B.J. Cook with runners at second and third and 2 outs. And a disengagement from Perez. As B.J. Cook gets ready once again. B.J. Cook at second base for the second straight game. He's also the 9-hole hitter. As the first one is a slow ground ball. Brian Perez fields it. He barehands it and the throw is not in time. He picked up the ball. He lost the grip. He went to get the ball again. Threw it to first on line. But it was not on time. And Cook reaches. It should be a single. That's a tough play for Perez. As Schwartz gets to third, Montero comes in a score. That's the second run for Stockton. Now 2-0. And it's Cole Kahn, the leadoff hitter, struck out his first time. We'll see what the ruling officially is. Either way, the Ports scoring a pair of runs this inning. There's a called strike. The count at 0-1, and Perez already a lot of pitches here, up to 29 in just 2 innings of work. So runners at the corners here with 2 outs. As here comes the pitch, and swung on and missed. Count at 0-2. So it's a throwing error is what they're listing it as towards Perez. Instead of a single, so there will be no RBI for B.J. Cook. And they're going to say it's E1. So make sure you put that into your box score. So two errors this inning for Fresno. As here's the 0-2 down in the dirt. Good stop there from Perry. Count now one ball and two strikes. So now we'll see what the earned runs is for Perez after this inning. Runners at first and third with two outs here in the bottom of the second. 2-0 Stockton leads Fresno. Here's the pitch. And a line drive, base hit to right field, and Kahn continues the inning. That will score Nick Schwartz, now 3-0. And the two errors from Fresno now mounting for a big inning for the Ports. That's an RBI single, no doubt about it, for Kahn. So that's the second hit and third run. And now it's Ryan Lasko, the center fielder, with runners at first and second and two outs. And it looks like there's action in both bullpens already. It looks like a right-hander for Stockton. Fresno has a couple guys just meandering around as there's a breaking ball in the inner portion of the plate and the count at 0-1. 3-0 Ports here in the bottom of the second inning. And like Fresno, they scored 7 in the second inning. The Ports looking for a big inning of their own. Here's the 0-1. Swung on and missed. Count now at 0-2. Fastball past the bat of Lasko at 93. So now 0-2, and now Perez a strike away from getting out of this disaster inning. As that pitch is outside, the count at 1-2. Two hits this inning for Stockton. Two errors for Fresno as well. Three runs have scored. Here comes the 1-2. Outside, check swing. Did he go around? He did not. Count it 2-2. Base umpire is Garrett Nelson. Behind the plate is Caden Gustafson. First time we've seen this crew in 2024. So 2-2 as Perez looking to get out of this inning. Up to now 37 pitches. Here's the 2-2. And it's fouled off of Perry. That does not feel good. And Perry down in a heap off his leg right there. And he will try to walk it off. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And Perez brings his best pitch right there to end the inning. But the Ports score 3 runs. A pair of hits and a pair of Fresno errors help the cause. We head to the third. Grizzlies offense need a score. We'll be back right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the top of the third inning, 3-0. The Ports lead the Grizzlies. As the first pitch to Caleb Hobson is outside, the count at 1-0 from Chen Zong Ao Shuang, who's allowed one hit and one walk so far against the speedster and Caleb Hobson. As that pitch is inside, the count at 2-0. Three-run bomb the second for the Ports. Here comes the pitch from Shuang. And it is high. The count now at 3-0. By the way, Ryan Lasko striking out for the fifth strikeout for Perez in this game so far. Here comes the 3-0 to Hobson. And that is 4, a four-pitch walk to Caleb Hobson. That's the second walk by Fresno. And he'll bring up the leadoff hitter in Aiden Longwell. Longwell 1-for-1. He singled back in the first inning. A very good hitter in Aiden Longwell. Broke a lot of records, MAC records, when he was at Kent State. As that is outside, the count at 1-0. Kent State, a very good school in multiple sports in the MAC conference. Basketball specifically, as here comes the 1-0. That is swung on and missed. The count at 1-1. Aiden Longwell has been a good athlete his whole career, though. Was also a football player and a baseball player in high school. Count at 1-1 to Longwell. Runner at first with no outs. And Longwell swinging a miss. Count at 1-2. Good pitch there from the right-hander in Shuang. So count now at 1-2. As Longwell gets ready once again, Hobson the runner at first. We'll see if he takes off right here. 1-2, here comes the pitch to Longwell. And a check instead, and safe is Hobson. Hobson has not stolen base yet this year. And take that back, he has one stolen base this year. He's 1-for-2. As here comes the 1-2. And Hobson goes, and Longwell, a little chopper over to second. BJ Cook has been busy. He makes the play with the runner going. So Hobson to second. It goes 4-3 on the putout. One out now as it'll bring up the third baseman in Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer was caught looking his first time. As here comes the manager and Javier Godard, and it looks like it'll be a pitching change. So that will be it for Shuang. And they will go to the bullpen. We'll be back right after this to tell you about the new arm for the Ports.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Top of the third inning, 3-0 the Ports lead the Grizzlies as Braylon Wimmer will take on Corey Avance. As the first pitch is a line drive foul, the count at 0-1. Braylon Wimmer 0-1 as he takes on the new arm for the Ports and right-hand pitcher Corey Avance, A-V-A-N-T. Avance is listed at 6'4", 225 pounds. A ninth-round draft pick by the Athletics in 2023. As here's a fly ball out to center field or right field, and it is gone! Home run for Braylon Wimmer. A two-run shutout to right field. And just like that, the Grizzlies back within striking distance. It's 3-2. Braylon Wimmer, that ball just took off his bat. His third homer of the season regains the Grizzlies' lead in homers. That will score Hobson, who is off on the play as well. So now 3-2. As Braylon Wimmer homers off Avance. And now Andy Perez, the count at 1-0. So Wimmer, the home run, Hobson scores as well. As Perez checks swing, he did go around. The count at 1-1. So two runs on the first hit of the inning for Fresno. As Perez takes a pitch low, count at 2-0. So one of those runs will go to Schwing, ending his line. And the other run to Avance. As here's a chopper up the middle. It's going to be a tough play for anyone to get to. And it shoots in a center field. And that's a single for Perez. As Perez tries to take a big lead at first base. And the throw right back to the first baseman Montero. Perez is safe though. So Andy Perez has now reached base twice. But a fielder's choice his first time. That's the third hit for Fresno. And now Jake Snyder, who is 0-1 with a ground out. One out, runner at first, 3-2 now. And now a check on Perez and a very good pickoff and back safely is Perez. So two runs on two hits this inning for Fresno. You have three hits overall. Here comes the pitch outside. The count at 1-0. So it ends the line for Chen Zong Al Shuang. 2 1/3 innings. One hit, one run it was earned, two walks, and two strikeouts. As the pitch is inside of Snyder, the count now at 2-0. Looks like he was on a pitch count as well, around the 50-pitch mark for Shuang. And right to the bullpen for the Ports. 3-2 here in the top of the third inning. Fresno trying to add on some more runs as Snyder fouls one off. Count now at 2-1. With one out here in the top of the third inning. Brian Perez on the other side. Already threw two innings of work. He has struck out five of the six batters that have gone out so far. Snyder lines one to center field, a base hit. That ball gets down in a hurry as Perez will stop at second. And the Grizzlies have their fourth hit of the game. So Snyder a single. That is the third hit this inning. Three hits in a row, all off of Avance. And now it's Felix Tena, who's 0-1 with a pop-up. And here comes the pitching coach in Gabriel Osuna. The Grizzlies now starting to get a plethora of hits against the new arm. And exactly what hitting coach Trevor Burmeister was looking for. So Grizzlies now, the top of the lineup with all four hits. A single by Longwell in the first, and then Wimmer home run, Perez the single, and Snyder the single. By the way, Wimmer's home run was a two-run homer. His third homer, and the first one that wasn't a solo shot for Wimmer. As the Grizzlies looking to tie this game up, and Felix Tena, the guy who can do it. Tena, 20 years old, an international free agent signing in 2021. Same period, signing period as Brian Perez, the Grizzlies starter. As Tena bounds one over to first, this will move the runners up. It's going to be a tag by Montero, the first baseman. And Tena is retired. So Snyder to second, Perez to third. It goes three unassisted on the tag for the second out. And now it'll be right fielder E.J. Andrews Jr., 0 for 1 with a strikeout. You're in the top of the third inning. Runners at second and third with two outs. Here's the pitch. That is low. The count of one ball and no strikes. As the Grizzlies offense trying to get going, E.J. Andrews Jr., a very good hitter in his right mind. Here comes the 1-0. And that is outside and low. The count now at two balls and no strikes to E.J. Andrews Jr. Andrews Jr. back for his third season with Fresno in more of a starting capacity than he ever has been. The 2-0 is swung on and missed. The count at 2-1. 96 miles per hour from Avant. As the Grizzlies trying to bring some more batters to the dish. 2-1 to Andrews Jr. Here comes the pitch. And it's fouled off. The count now at two balls and two strikes. Back at 96 miles per hour. Exit speed 60 miles per hour off the bat of Andrews Jr. on the foul ball. So two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners on. As here comes the pitch from Avan and time called. I don't know if it was the catcher or Andrews Jr., but Andrews Jr. will take a couple swings. As the Grizzlies trying to get to 7-2. They are 61-23 all time against the Ports. As Andrews Jr. grounds one to second base, BJ Cook up with it, over to first in time. And that will end the inning. But a two-run homer from Braylon Wimmer cuts the Ports lead to 3-2. We head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. We'll be back right after this.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark for game two of six between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. Stockton leads Fresno 3-2 here in the bottom of the third inning. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. I'm Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Wednesday night baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Oakland Athletics. As the pitch is lined foul by Miles Naylor, the count quickly to 0-2 from Brian Perez. As we said, game two of six, Fresno winning 9-2 in yesterday morning's contest. As here comes the 0-2 from Brian Perez. As the umpire giving some notification on the clock, that pitch inside, the count at one ball and two strikes. Home plate umpires Caden Gustafson. Miles Naylor is 0-for-1 with a strikeout. As here comes the 1-2 from Perez. Swung on and missed. A slider at 82 miles per hour on the outside part of the plate. Perez has six punch outs over 2 1/3 innings. And Naylor is 0-2 with a pair of punch outs. So one out now. So here comes Luke Mann, who tripled and scored his first time up. Brian Perez, though, has been on a strikeout frenzy. And like a shark, he has been biting. No nibbles from him. Ground ball off of Perez's glove, and he's going to reach. That was so close as the second baseman Mendez tried making the play. The ball off the glove of Brian Perez. It was slowly rolling towards the second baseman Mendez, who came hustling from his position, made a throw, and Mann beat it out by maybe a step. That play was a lot closer than it should have been. And it should be a single as well. I've already missed a couple calls tonight. Runner at first with one out, and it's Nathan Nankill who struck out his first time. That was a tough ball for Perez as it went off his glove. And then Mendez tried making a play here as the pitch is low, the count at 1-0. But Brian Perez with six strikeouts is one shy of a career high. One ball, no strikes. Perez comes set. Here comes the pitch. And a chopper to Longwell at first. It goes 3, Perez 6, back to first. A double play, and that will end the inning. It went 3-6-1 on the double play. And the Grizzlies back to the dugout to score some more runs. We had the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org. Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the fourth inning, 3-2, the Ports lead the Grizzlies. As Luis Mendez will lead things off, he walked his first time up. Express Furniture Rental, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home. Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. And we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. First pitch is a ball to Mendez as the next one is in there for a strike. The count at 1-1. Here in the top of the fourth inning on April 17th. As the 1-1 is a ball outside, the count at 2-1. To Luis Mendez, here comes the 2-1. That one's fouled off. Now 2-2. Luis Mendez, the Grizzlies' second baseman, tried making a great play earlier in the contest on a slow ground ball off of Perez's glove. Here's the 2-2 and a chopper foul. The count remains the same. To Luis Mendez, Mendez is listed at 5'11", 157 pounds. He is just 21 years old, signed in 2019 as an international free agent by the Rockies. As Mendez, fly ball out to center field, and the center fielder doesn't see it initially, but now ranging back and seeing it as Lasco for the first out. It goes F8, as here comes the catcher in Darius Perry, who also flew out to center his first time up. So one out here in the top of the fourth inning. As the Grizzlies trying to get something going here. They trail 3-2 to the Stockton Ports. As here's the pitch to Perry inside. The count at 1. And it looked like a slider that didn't come off the hand of Avan very well. Here comes the 1-0. That's outside. Count now at 2 balls and no strikes. And Darius Perry had 3 walks, as we said, in yesterday's contest. Here comes the 2-0, and Perry fouls it off his body. A couple pitches when he was catching went off his body as well, so Darius Perry not enjoying this one so far. Perry batting .214 coming into this game. No homers, no RBIs, a .736 OPS. Perry, known as a defensive catcher, went to UCLA. So he'll be back near his stomping grounds later this season. As here comes the 2-1 to Perry. It's low for a ball, count now at 3-1 as Khan, the catcher, tried to place that one a little bit higher than where it was. Against the right-hand pitcher in Corey Avant. Here comes the pitch, and Perry fouls it right to the screen. The count now at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Darius Perry, he's listed at 6'2", 210 pounds, a 15th round draft pick in last year's draft. Here's the 3-2, and it is low ball 4, and Darius Perry has his 4th walk of the series. 3rd walk issued tonight by Stockton. So now a runner at first with 1 out, and it's Caleb Hobson. Hobson walked and scored his first time up. Hobson, he's listed at 6'1", 193 pounds. He's 22 years old, a 13th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2023. There is a called strike, the count at 0-1. He was drafted in the same round as E.J. Andrews Jr., just Andrews Jr. a couple years prior to Caleb Hobson, and both very similar players. Good speed, great defensive skill, lots of intelligence as well, as that's a ball to count at 1-1. And Hobson, like Andrews Jr., still learning how to hit at the plate a little bit with hitting coach Trevor Burmeister. Hobson's speed, more of a bunting sider, can beat out some slow ground balls as that pitch is fouled off. The count at 1-2. And that was really Hobson's game in college as well. Hobson went to UT Martin, ranked 10th in the NCAA Division I baseball in stolen bases with 36th. And he sported an Ohio Valley Conference best 1,000 fielding percentage. To not make an error, his count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. He was only at UT Martin for 1 year, and prior to that was at Northwest Mississippi Community College for 2 seasons. Here's the 2-2. Outside now, the count full 3 balls and 2 strikes. To Caleb Hobson, who wears number 24 on the back of his red jersey. First time we've seen the red for Fresno this season. Here comes the 3-2. And a chopper down the left field line, and it goes foul. And the bench coach and Cesar Galvez makes the play. Galvez, the former minor league Rockies infielder, making the play. He's a very good coach in his right mind as well. Can't wait to see what the future holds for Galvez. As here comes the 3-2 to Hobson. And Hobson, foul ball, and that went off, I think, multiple people. I think it went off the catcher and the umpire. So a time called is new baseball for Avant. Count still remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes to Caleb Hobson. Perry the runner at first, not a lot of speed. So we'll see if he does take off, and if he does, it might be a hit-and-run kind of scenario on the 3-2. Here comes the pitch from Avant. And it is fouled right to the netting, and we'll do it again. Avant right at Hobson. As the Grizzlies trail 3-2 here in the top of the fourth inning here at Banner Island Ballpark. The Grizzlies 31-6 all time here at this venue. As Hobson, chopper to third. It's going to be a tough play, and the only play is to first to get Hobson. As Perry will jump to second base. It goes 5-3 for the second out as the third baseman man made the play. And now will be the first baseman in Aiden Longwell, who's 1-for-2, a single back in the first inning. And I know he has some family listening tonight as well. Hello, Eric. Glad you could tune in this evening. As Longwell looking to give the Grizzlies the lead with a home run or tie this game up with a hit as the pitch runs outside. The count at 1-0 to Aiden Longwell. Longwell listed as 6'1", 205 pounds. He's 22 years old. Here's the 1-0. And a ground ball right to the second baseman who is in a shift right there. BJ Cook makes the play, and it will end the inning. We had the bottom of the fourth. The Grizzlies trail 3-2. We'll be back right after this.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Bottom of the fourth inning, it is 3-2, Stockton leading Fresno. As Brian Perez back on the bump, here's the pitch. Outside, the count at 1-0. Perez, a nice quick inning in the third, and looks to do that against Darlin Montero. Reached on a fielder's choice and then came around to score, as that is fouled off. The count at 1-1. Montero has 2 RBI over the 5 total runs scored for the Ports in this 2-game series so far. Here comes the 1-1, and a ground ball to Wimmer. Wimmer on a couple bounces over to first, and that is in time for the out. 5-3, as he'll bring up the DH in Mick Schwartz. Schwartz reached on an air and came around to score back in the second inning. So Nick Schwartz against Brian Perez. We mentioned a little bit earlier, but Brian Perez is the nephew of former MLB All-Star, World Series champion, and no-hitter recipient, Edinson Volquez. As the first pitch is inside, the count at 1-0. A big leaguer in his right mind. This is Brian Perez's pretty much favorite person to talk about. It gives him a lot of advice. It's a broken background ball to shortstop Perez. Perez in the hole to throw to first in time. It goes 6-3 for the second out. And now we'll bring up the left fielder, Robert Poisson. Good job from Perez, ranging in between short and third to get to that ball. We see Perez and his range over the past couple of seasons as he makes the play. But back to Brian Perez, as we said, he looks up to Edinson Volquez and says it's a big reason why he has his name on his Instagram and someone that he has a very similar delivery to, as you can see. If you're watching on the Bally Live app or MILB TV, the delivery that Perez has, very similar in case to Edinson. As here comes the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. Poisson chases after that one. 91 miles per hour on the sinker there from Brian Perez. As here comes the 1-1 to Poisson. And that is just outside. Good pitch. At 97 miles per hour. Two balls and one strike, but that pitch was very close as well. Here comes a delivery. And it swung on and missed. 95. And Perez grooved that one past the bat of Poisson. Now two balls, two strikes. Poisson 0 for 1 with a strikeout. He was caught looking in his last at-bat. And now Perez would love to pick up another strikeout right here to tie a career high. Here comes the 2-2. And it's just outside at 97. Three balls, two strikes. Perez was trying to nibble right there, but he's a shark. Go at him. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Here comes the offering from Perez. And it is fouled off of the catcher and Perry, and the count remains the same. Three balls and two strikes. Grizzlies, a lot of success here at Banner Island Ballpark. Nice crowd on hand for Wednesday night. Four more games left in this series. Here comes the 3-2 from Perez. And it swung on and missed down in the zone, and the tag applied from Perry to end the inning. And just like that, Brian Perez has tied his career high with 7 strikeouts. We head to the top of the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the fifth inning, 3-2 Stockton leads Fresno as Braylon Wimmer will stride to the plate and he swings and misses over the top of a Micah Dallas fastball, counted 0-1. Wimmer 1-for-2, a two-run homer back in the third inning. As Wimmer lines one out to center field, dropping quickly, and the diving attempt, and it is not caught by the center fielder Lasco. Wimmer now 2-for-3 with that single. And that is the fifth hit for Fresno, and Wimmer has himself a multi-hit evening, as it brings up Andy Perez, who is 1-for-2. Perez a single in the third inning. That extended his hit streak to 9 games, which ties a career high long for Andy Perez. That was back of last season. As Perez fouls it off, the count at 0-1 on the breaking ball from Micah Dallas. So Andy Perez, he's had a great start to the year. As we said, a 9-game hit streak for Perez. He is 12-for-37 in that span. Here comes the 0-1. Perez, line drive out to right field. If it's fair, it's going to get down, and it does. Extra bases for Andy Perez. He's on the second. Here comes Wimmer. He's rounding third. He's going to head home, and Andy Perez has a triple. We are tied at 3 here in the fifth. Andy Perez. What a hit right there. And just like that, that is his second triple of the season. He has reached base three times now, and he picks up another RBI. Wimmer comes around to score his second run of the game. Second hit and a run as well. And we are tied at three here in the fifth as Jake Snyder, who's one for two, will stride to the plate. And Snyder, foul ball, and it goes towards Tenna, and I think it hit Tenna on the on-deck circle. Counted 0-1. And just like that, Andy Perez has two triples this year. And last year, Andy Perez reached the top 10 in Grizzlies single-season triples, and now he's approaching the top 10 in career triples overall. The guy who's ahead of him is the guy at the plate in Jake Snyder. Snyder, good power as well. He has a home run this year. As here comes the pitch, and that is inside. The count of two balls and a strike. So Snyder and Perez, two guys that are known for their triples, back-to-back in the lineups, and Micah Dallas a lot to work against. Here comes the pitch, and Snyder, fly ball, out to center field, racing back to the center fielder. It's at the wall, and it is caught. This should score Andy Perez easily, though. Jake Snyder does the job, and the Grizzlies have a 4-3 lead thanks to the sacrifice fly. So a sacrifice fly out to center field. Jake Snyder picks up the RBI. Perez scores easily. Second run in the inning as well. So now 4-3 Fresno here in the fifth. And with one out, it'll be Felix Tenna. Tenna 0-2 against Micah Dallas. And a breaking ball in there. Counted 0-1. Dallas wears number 34 on the back of his jersey. 6'2", 215 pounds from Aubrey, Texas. As that's a ball, the count at 1-1. Back to the breaking ball for Dallas. Here comes the 1-1, and that is foul tipped off the catcher in Khan. The count now at 1-2. But Dallas drafted in the eighth round in 2022. He also spent some time in AAA Las Vegas to help out an ailing bullpen for the Aviators. As here comes the 1-2. And it is a pop-up. This is going to stay on the diamond. This is Montero, the first baseman, and he will make the catch for the second out. So two outs now as it brings up the right fielder in E.J. Andrews Jr. Andrews Jr. is 0-2. As Fresno leads 4-3 now here in the top of the fifth inning. Two runs this inning, a single by Wimmer, a triple by Perez, and then Snyder, the sacrifice fly. Here's the pitch to Andrews Jr., and that is a called strike. The count at 0-1. E.J. Andrews Jr., the ninth Fresno State Bulldog to don a Grizzlies jersey. As the 0-1 is a fly ball out to shallow center field. And on the lip of the grass, it will be the shortstop in Naylor making the catch to end the inning. But the Grizzlies have the lead, and Andy Perez, the big hit once again. We'll be back right after this.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So,
welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Bottom of the fifth inning, 4-3, Fresno leads Stockton. As the first pitch is a bunt attempt called a strike to BJ Cook. The count at 0-1, and the new pitcher for your Grizzlies is left-hander Albert Pacheco. Here's the 0-1, and that is outside. The count at 1-1. So Pacheco will take over for Brian Perez, who works 4 innings. As here comes the 1-1 line foul, count at 1-2. Final line for Brian Perez, 4 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, only 1 earned. He had no walks, and he tied a career high with 7 strikeouts, the second most strikeouts by a Grizzly starting pitcher this season. As the 1-2 is low, the count now at 2-2. And now to Albert Pacheco, who makes his second appearance this year. He started back on April 9th versus Inland Empire for the Grizzlies' home opener, as the 2-2 is apparently low, and the count now at 3-2. Pacheco, 4 1/3 innings in that outing, 6 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, no walks and 6 strikeouts, as here's a ground ball over to the second baseman, Mendez. Mendez, quick feet, and makes the play. Mendez did a great job moving his body over to make that play and get the speedy Cook in time. So it goes 4-3 for the first out, and it'll bring up the catcher in Cole Kahn, who's 1-for-2 with an RBI single. But so Brian Perez now gives it to Pacheco. As we said, Pacheco now out of the bullpen for this outing. And the first time the Grizzlies have seen Pacheco out of the pen is the pitch is popped up, and it will go foul. The count at 0-1. This is Pacheco's 5th professional season with the Rockies organization. He is 6'1", 176 pounds. The left-hander is 21 years old. Signed as an international free agent in 2019 by the Rockies. Here's the 0-1 to Kahn. And it's outside. The count at 1-1. He's a short-arm lefty who has a lively fastball that can reach the mid-90s. An early developing changeup and a slider as well. And we could think that he could be a great long starter, middle reliever kind of guy in the big leagues with the Rockies. He was assigned to Fresno on June 7th last year and spent the entire season with the Grizzlies. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed. Counted 2-2. Albert Pacheco made 14 starts for Fresno, going 7-4 with a 5.45 ERA. He struck out 69 batters over 72 and two-thirds innings. And he earned his first Fresno win after a quality start against Inland Empire on June 14th, 2023. Is that pitch a little bit low? Now 3-2. Hit a couple really good games, which included an outing where he struck out 8 over 7 innings against Modesto. As here's the 3-2. Cold strike 3, and Pacheco punches out Kahn for the second out. Inside part of the plate. First strikeout for Pacheco, 8th overall for Fresno pitching. And it'll bring up the center fielder Ryan Lasko, who's 0-2. Prior to joining Fresno in 2023, Pacheco spent his first season stateside with the ACL Rockies in 2022. The pitch is outside, the count at 1-0, and he put up a really good season overall. Was all over the ACL leaderboard. That swung on a miss. Lots of movement on that fastball from Pacheco. He went 5-4 over 11 games, 8 starts, with a 3.13 ERA. As the pitch is fouled off, the count now at 1-2. In 46 innings, he allowed 22 runs, on 39 hits and 57 strikeouts, had a 1.17 whip, was 12th in the ACL in innings, 10th in strikeouts, that pitch inside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. He was 6th in whip, tied for 4th in wins, 4th in batting average against him at 2.22, and 4th in ERA as that pitch is fouled off. And his first 2 seasons of pro ball before that year, 92 innings, a 3.03 career ERA, 24 walks, 108 strikeouts. As that pitch is fouled off. And now 2 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs. And speaking of 2-2-2, I'd like to give a shout-out to the world's best girlfriend listening back in Fresno, California. He grew up idolizing former Fresno Grizzlies pitcher in Cesar Valdez and the late Yordano Ventura. Full name is Alberto Alfredo Pacheco. He was part of the 2019 class of Adiel Amador, Francisco Garcia, and Victor Juarez, as that is a strikeout for Pacheco, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for the Grizzlies. Pacheco, a pair of strikeouts in the frame. We head to the top of the sixth. Fresno leads 4-3.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Mako Avenue and Lou Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. We thank Mako Avenue and Lou Provence Apartment Homes for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the sixth. As that's a called strike to Luis Mendez. As here comes the 0-2 to Mendez. And it's inside the count at 1 ball and 2 strikes. They're on April 17th, a Wednesday night here in Stockton. The Grizzlies lead the Ports 4-3. As that is fouled off, the count remains at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Here in the top of the sixth inning at Banner Island Ballpark, Luis Mendez now taking on Alejandro Manzano. As that ball is chopped foul off of Mendez, count stays the same. So Alejandro Manzano wears number 15. He is 6'2", 165 pounds. He's from Mérida, Venezuela. As that pitch is outside, count now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Takes on Mendez, who's 0-for-1 with a walk. Here comes the 2-2 to Luis Mendez. Mendez lines one out to center field and right at the center fielder in Lasco, who reaches up and makes the play. That was a line out right there from Mendez, who got all of that pitch, but unfortunately right to Lasco. 101 off the bat of Mendez. As here comes Darius Perry, who is 0-for-1 with a walk. Very similar line to Luis Mendez. Here's the pitch. That is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Aches, the official ache partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free aches. Pete and Jerry's aches are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Here's the 0-2 to Perry, and Perry flies it, and it's a high pop-up, and it looks like it's going to be into the crowd, and the count remains the same at no balls and two strikes. Make sure you find Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs at your local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball here in the top of the sixth. Here comes the pitch to Darius Perry once again. Manzano winds and deals, and Perry fouls it off as he spoils that fastball from Manzano. 4-3 Fresno here in the top of the sixth inning as the Grizzlies trying to win back-to-back games here at Stockton, as that's a called strike three. Good breaking ball down the zone from Manzano, and Perry's out. That's only the third strikeout by Ports pitching. And with two away, it's Caleb Hobson, who's 0-for-1. A walk and a run scored. Caleb Hobson grounded out to third his last time up, as he will line one foul to count at 0-1. 93 miles per hour from Manzano. Signed as an international free agent in 2021. 4-3 Fresno. Here comes the 0-1 to Caleb Hobson. And it's outside. Count at 1-1. As the Grizzlies, they will finish up this series and they'll be back home next Tuesday for their first day game making the grade, as they take on the San Jose Giants. Making the Grade is a school initiative where kids around the Central Valley get a chance to watch a Grizzlies game thanks to our great sponsors. They'll get a free lunch, a free assembly. They get to hear all about going green in Fresno. And, of course, they can enjoy a Grizzlies game and seeing Parker T. Bear. Sounds like a lot of fun. Projected about 5,000 to 6,000 kids, as that's outside. And the count now at 3-2. And they're all over the Central Valley, from Visalia to Merced to Fresno and Clovis. As here comes the 3-2 to Hobson. And it swung on and missed. Great pitch at 80 miles per hour. And Hobson is down on strikes. We have the bottom of the sixth. The Grizzlies lead 4-3. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Bottom of the sixth inning, 4-3 Fresno leads Stockton. as Miles Naylor, who's 0-for-2 with a pair of punch-outs, takes on Albert Pacheco, who's back out for his second inning of work. First pitch is a check swing, and Naylor did go around the count at 0-1. Miles Naylor has two older brothers, Josh and Bo. As here comes the 0-1, and that is a called strike. The count at 0-2, and the third of the Naylor family to play professional baseball. And, of course, Josh, the oldest one, has been the one that's gotten a lot of support over the years of big league time. As here comes the 0-2, and that's outside. The count at 1-2. And when you talk to a lot of different scouts as well, too, Naylor may be the best defensive among the brothers. There's a bat still trying to come around, just like his brothers Josh and Bo. Here comes the 1-2, and he flies one out to left field. That ball looks like it'll stay in the park, though, and it just continues to go back, and it is caught on the run by the left fielder in Snyder for the first out. So goes F7, and I'll now bring up the third baseman in Luke Mann. But going back to it, our video coordinator, the Rockies technology assistant in Ryan Zuanich, says that very similar to the Molina brothers in terms of the skill sets that all the brothers bring, and of course, their bats as well. As the first pitch is a called strike to Mann. Mann is 2-for-2, a triple and a single so far. Count at 0-1. And Zoo's exactly right, though. When you find the amount of success in a family, when you have multiple brothers that end up playing their sport, I mean, you could go throughout a lot of different sports. You have, of course, the Thompson brothers. One plays basketball, one plays baseball. Trace just hit a home run for just the other day in the big leagues. And then, of course, his brother Clay playing for the Golden State Warriors. That's inside, and it will hit Mann, and he will reach. So hit by pitch, and he has reached for the third time. And we'll bring up now Nathan Nankill. So you have Mann and then Nankill right after that. Nankill 0-for-2, a strikeout and a double play. So hit by pitch there. But you could continue to go throughout all the sports of families that have been successful and seeing what they're doing nowadays. And shout out to my brother Tony and my brother Danny listening back in Colorado. Also my sister Allie, can't forget about her, as there's a called strike. The count at 0-1. But of course, when you find successful families in sports, it's always fun to mimic the brothers or, of course, try to do very similar things that they do. And of course, the Miles Naylor will try to be very similar, but a little bit different as his brothers who have reached their peak of their careers. Nathan Nankill at the plate, runner at first with one out. Here comes the pitch from Pacheco. Long pause, here it is, and it is outside. The count at 2-1. The Grizzlies return home next week, as we said. Take on the San Jose Giants. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. A 6-game series for the San Francisco Giants affiliate. Here comes the 2-1 outside. Now 3-2 from Pacheco towards Nankill. You will see a couple former Fresno Grizzlies. Manager Yedwin Villegas now at the helm for San Jose. Pitching coach Dan Runzler and hitting coach Travis Ishikawa. There's a called strike. The count now 3-2. 93 on the outside part of the plate. So there should be a lot of fun to host San Jose. But we also have a lot of great events down the line. Of course, the Savannah Bananas will be at Chancy Park for a trio of games. And we also have Tequila Fest coming up as well. As that pitch runs inside, ball 4. Mann up to second. Nankill will reach on the walk. First walk this year for Pacheco, and now Darlin Montero, who's 0-for-2, has an RBI and a run scored. But Tequila Fest, hey Fresno, are you ready to party? Tequila Fest returns to Chancy Park on Friday, May 17th. Catch T-Pain and Busta Rhymes live as one of the biggest concerts of the year comes to downtown Fresno. Join in on the fun and check out incredible live music, local food trucks, and vendors. And, of course, lots of tequila. General admission and VIP tickets are on sale now at TequilaFestFresno.com. Here comes the 0-1 and a ground ball foul. The count now at 0-2. So, of course, you can come get them at TequilaFestFresno.com or, of course, the Trichancy Park ticket office. We will see you at Trichancy Park for Tequila Fest on May 17th. And I know a lot of people are excited for Tequila Fest, and we hope you can come enjoy a great night at Trichancy Park. The 0-2 is a little check swing from Montero in foul territory. It's the third baseman in Wimmer making the play for the second out. So two outs now, and it brings up the DH and Nick Schwartz. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning here on April 17th. 4-3, Fresno leads Stockton. Albert Pacheco will take on Nick Schwartz. Two runners on with two outs. As Pacheco looks in towards Schwartz, there comes the pitch from the left-hander. And it's outside. The count of one ball and no strikes. Lots of fun expected at Trichancy Park this year. A lot of fun tonight so far as the Grizzlies lead 4-3. The pitch is outside. Count of two balls and no strikes. Tomorrow night, Thursday night baseball, 7.05 p.m. first pitch. Austin Emener will get the ball for the Grizzlies. Here comes the 2-0 from Pacheco towards Nick Schwartz. And it is high and outside. Count now at three balls and no strikes. Stockton expected to throw right-hand pitcher Jackson Finley. A 6.50 p.m. first pitch tomorrow. Or 6.50 p.m. pregame show, 7.05 p.m. first pitch. As there's a strike, the count at 3-1. Join us as we will talk to Grizzlies home clubhouse manager Conley McGuire in the pregame show. Three balls, one strike, two outs, two runners on. Here comes a pitch from Pacheco, and it is a called strike, 3-2. Good pitch at 93, and the crowd not happy with that call right there. Good pitch from Pacheco on the inside part of the plate. Now Pacheco back in the count, looking to get out of this inning unscathed. Here comes the 3-2 from the lefty in Pacheco. It is called strike three, and Albert Pacheco gets out of the jam. Grizzlies lead 4-3 as we head to the seventh. Grizzlies looking for some more insurance runs right after this.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes DRD Pro and Sport 3024.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the
top of the seventh inning between Fresno and Stockton. As the Grizzlies lead the Ports 4-3 here in Stockton, California at Banner Island Ballpark. First pitch to Aiden Longwell is a called strike on the inner part of the plate from right-hand pitcher Alejandro Manzano with a 1-2-3 sixth inning. Here comes the pitch to Longwell, and it's fouled off. The count at 0-2. Going back to that Albert Pacheco strikeout to end the sixth inning, that gave the Grizzlies pitching staff 10 strikeouts. And Fresno has 10-plus strikeouts in 8 of their first 9 games as Longwell fouls off the 0-2. And we'll do it again. So the Grizzlies, overall, Fresno has struck out 89 total batters in 2024. And as we said, 8 of their first 9 games, they have struck out double-digit batters as Longwell spoils another one. Count remains at 0-2. They have reached 10 strikeouts 6 times now. They had 11 yesterday and then 13 earlier against San Jose in the season. Here comes the 0-2 to Longwell. Longwell swing and miss on a ball in the dirt. The catcher, Khan, will finish up the plays. The ball is in the dirt. Good scoop from Montero for the out. So it is a strikeout for Manzano, and then it goes 2-3 on the putout. And so that's the third strikeout for Manzano. And now Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer is 2-for-3, a 2-run homer back in the third inning. He also had a single and scored in the fifth. As the Grizzlies lead 4-3, here comes the pitch from the righty Manzano. It's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Braylon Wimmer, his dad Chris, played for the San Jose Giants in the California League, as that is swung on him. Is the count at 0-2. As Wimmer trying to get back into the count right here against Manzano, who is coming and just throwing strikes out of the bullpen. Here's the 0-2. It's high. The count at 1-2. A new baseball for Manzano. Get ready to make a splash at Chachansi Gold and kickstart your summer adventure with the $600,000 Party on the Pontoon and Jet Ski Giveaway. The 1-2 ground ball, hard hit, and the third baseman, and man, the strong throw to first, and it is in time for the out. What a play. It almost skipped through into left field, but Wimmer is retired. One third baseman grounds out to the other. So two outs now as here comes shortstop Andy Perez. Perez, an RBI triple and a run back in the fifth. He is 2-for-3. Two outs here in the seventh. But back to Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Play and earn entries for a chance to snap your share of over $43,000 in cash drawings every Thursday and Friday. That pitch low to Perez, count at 1-1. Then speed on Friday, April 26th. For a chance to win the sizzling hot grand prize, a new pontoon or jet ski. As Perez foul tipped, the count at 1-2. Let the splash games begin, only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. And we thank Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the seventh. As Perez calls time. And speaking of splash, that's the mascot for Stockton. We've seen him running around a little bit. As here's the pitch, and that's a fly ball out to center field, but playable for the center fielder. And it will be caught by Lasco to end the inning. Manzano, 6 up, 6 down as we head to the stretch here in Stockton. The Grizzlies lead 4-3. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Bottom of the seventh inning, we finish stretching here in Stockton. 4-3, the Grizzlies lead the Ports as Robert Poisson will lead things off against Albert Pacheco. First pitch from Pacheco is high and outside. The count at 1-0. Poisson is 0-2 with a pair of punch-outs, as that is a called strike. The count at 1-1. Poisson whiffed back in the fourth and was caught looking in the second inning. Here comes the 1-1 of Poisson. And a ground ball hit to the second base of Mendez. Mendez gobbles it up over to first in time for the out. Goes 4-3 for the first out, and he'll bring up B.J. Cook. Cook is 0-2, reached on an error back in the second inning. The Grizzlies have 2 errors. They also have 6 hits and 4 runs. Stockton, no errors, 3 hits, 3 runs. As the Grizzlies trying to beat the Ports for the second straight game. Fresno 61-23 all time here at against the Ports, and 31-6 at Banner Island Ballpark. They have not had as much success anywhere else but here. Here comes the 0-1. That's a called strike. 0-2 grooved in there at 93 from Pacheco. The count now at 0-2. Pacheco now takes his time. Count it, no balls and 2 strikes. Let's check out the scores in the California League. Let's start with the matchup we're definitely keeping an eye on. Modesto trails San Jose 5-3 in the bottom of the 8th inning. Here's the 0-2. Ground ball foul. The Modesto Nuts placed Mariners prospect infielder Colt Emerson on the 7-day IL. He has an oblique strain. Will miss some time. He also has been battling a hand and an ankle injury. He got hit in the hand just the other night. As a chopper, this is the shortstop, Perez. Perez rushing up to it will make the throw over, and it looks like the second baseman, Cook, comes up hobbling, and I think he is hurt, actually. Came out of the box a little bit weird, and now he is down on the ground after he was thrown out at first base. It goes 6-3, and Cook, we know he has tons of speed, so when Perez made the throw and Cook wasn't close, something didn't look right, and they're checking on him, and I hope he didn't hurt an ankle or a knee as well. He is down all the way on the ground now, and I hope the best for B.J. Cook. We'll have to check to see if they make a defensive change the next half inning. Let's continue going through Lake Elsinore and Visalia. The Storm trail the Rawhide 10-5. They're in the bottom of the 8th inning. The Rawhide looking to get back to 500 as they continue to check on B.J. Cook. And now Cook is helped to his feet, and he will be helped off the field, putting no pressure on that leg. Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. Don't want to see that. Nope. Not at all. Oh, man. So that was the other score. Visalia leads Lake Elsinore 10-5. Finally, Inland Empire picked up their first home win of the 2024 season. They had a day game, beating Rancho Cucamonga 7-3. The Quakes now 5-4. Inland Empire 3-6. Kevin Castillo had a home run in the contest, and they got some great pitching as well, as here comes manager Steve Solis, and that will do it for Albert Pacheco. He gets 2 quick outs, and now they will go check it out. Actually, we don't see anyone yet from the bullpen. Now there's the move. Pacheco is out of the game. We'll have a new Grizzlies arm right after this. Come on back. We'll tell you all about him.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Tyler Hoffman gets the ball for Fresno here in the bottom of the seventh inning with two outs and no one on. As the first pitch is a fastball at 95 outside. Count of one ball and no strikes. Bottom of the seventh inning, Fresno leads Stockton 4-3. And now Hoffman to face Cole Kahn, who's 1-for-3. As that pitch is inside, the count now at two balls and no strikes. Final line for Albert Pacheco out of the bullpen. 2 2/3 innings, no hits, no runs, one walk, one hit batter, and three strikeouts. Here's the 2-0. And that is high, apparently. We count now at three balls and no strikes. Hoffman, this is his third game out of the bullpen. He has one hold this year. No record, a 16.20 ERA. Here comes the 3-0 from Hoffman. And there's a strike all the way. The count at 3-1. Good pitch there from Hoffman that can reach up to the mid-90s from the Tulane product. Three balls, one strike to Cole Kahn, the Ports catcher. Hoffman ready to go. Here it is. Check swing. Did he go around? And yes, he did. Count now at three balls and two strikes. Field umpire Garrett Nelson said he did go around, and the movement on that 96-mile-per-hour fastball is too tough for Kahn to hold up. His wrists went through the zone. So now the count full, and Hoffman looking to get out of this inning unscathed. The Grizzlies would love to score some more runs, though, against this Ports offense that can score in a hurry. Three balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch from Hoffman. Long pause. Here it is. And it's outside, ball four. That ball was not close. And it is a two-out walk and the second walk by Fresno pitching. As here comes center fielder Ryan Lasko, who's 0-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts. So Albert Pacheco out of the bullpen did a great job. And now to Hoffman. This Grizzlies pitching staff has only allowed one earned run so far tonight. So now to Ryan Lasko, number 18 overall prospect in this athletic system, as the pitch is inside, the count at 1-0. From Tyler Hoffman. Hoffman, not a big frame for the right-hander, listed at 6 feet, 182 pounds, 24 years old from Mobile, Alabama, drafted in 2022 by the Rockies in the 17th round. Here comes the 1-0 from Hoffman to Lasko. Long pause. Here it is. Inside. Count now at 2-0, and the crowd gives some oohs and ahs as the pitch runs inside. Some nice chin music there from Hoffman towards Lasko. Runner first is Cole Kahn. Lasko trying to continue this inning for Stockton. As the 2-0 is high, now three balls and no strikes, and Hoffman hasn't been able to find the strike zone so far. Pacheco was on a pitch count, hence the move. They also wanted to get Hoffman some work here in the seventh inning, as the Grizzlies clinging on to a 4-3 lead. Here comes the 3-0 from Hoffman. Outside, ball four. And it'll bring up Miles Naylor. Back-to-back walks by Hoffman. Now three walks for Fresno pitching. So Miles Naylor, who's 0 for 3 to the plate, and Hoffman has not been able to find the strike zone so far. It's been an issue for Hoffman, especially last year when he was with the Grizzlies. He went down to the ACL Rockies to work on his control and to master that fastball. Last time Hoffman pitched was on April 11th. He picked up that hold, an inning of work, no hits, no runs, no walks, and no strikeouts. As now Perry talking to Hoffman in more of a settle-down moment for the right-hander and Tyler Hoffman. Hoffman was a starter for a very long time before being moved to the bullpen when he was at Tulane, and he said it changed his whole career because it allowed him to really focus and hone in on the 1 to 2 innings that he may pitch in. So now Miles Naylor against Hoffman as that pitch is low. The count at 1-1, no strikes, and Hoffman has now thrown 5 straight balls. I believe actually it's now 6 for Hoffman. 1-1, no strikes. Hoffman will come set. Here comes the pitch to Naylor. And it's low in the count at 2-0, no strikes. And Hoffman can't find the zone. We saw the issues last night or yesterday morning for a couple relievers, one on each side for Stockton and Fresno. It was Conover for Stockton and Jake Madden for Fresno. Here's the 2-0. That is low. 3-0, no strikes. Nowhere to put Naylor, or after that will be Mann, so there will be nowhere to put Mann if Naylor reaches. So runners at first and second with 2 outs. Here comes the 3-0 from Hoffman. And it is inside, ball 4. And Naylor draws a walk, and now the bases are loaded with 2 outs. And all the doing of Hoffman so far is it's Luke Mann. Mann's reached base 3 times, a triple, a single, and a hit by pitch. And he scored on the triple, and Hoffman with a 4-3 lead. There were 2 outs in the inning. He has loaded the bases all via walks. He has thrown 9 balls in a row, and he faces Luke Mann, the cleanup hitter for the Ports. A lot of trouble here in the bottom of the 7th inning. The Grizzlies lead 4-3. Stockton 3 runs in the second. Fresno, 2 runs in the third, 2 runs in the fifth, and I think that will do it for Tyler Hoffman, as Steve Solis will take the ball from Hoffman, and will be a new pitcher right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid.
Bottom of the 7th still, 4-3, Fresno leads Stockton, bases loaded, 2 outs. Luke Mann will take on Colin Baumgartner as we have a pitch clock violation on the batter in Mann. And the count at 0-1 is now the manager, and Javier Godard will come down from his third base coaching box to talk to the home plate umpire. And the batter and man confused why it was on him. I believe he never showed Baumgartner that he was ready. So the count at 0-1. And now Baumgartner has two strikes to play with. Here comes the pitch from the righty. And that's a strike. Quickly 0-2. Colin Baumgartner making his fourth appearance out of the pen. A 1-0 record. No ERA. He also has one hold. Here comes the 0-2 from Baumgartner to man. Swung on and missed. Colin Baumgartner with a big strikeout to end the inning. We head to the top of the 8th. The Grizzlies lead 4-3. We'll be back right after this.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. It is 4-3 Fresno leading Stockton after a big strikeout from Colin Baumgartner with the bases loaded to end the bottom of the seventh as Jake Snyder takes a strike from Alejandro Manzano. Manzano back out for another inning of work. He has set down all six batters he's faced as Snyder grounds one to first, and the first baseman in Montero makes the play for the first out. It goes three unassisted. There's also some defensive changes for Stockton as well. BJ Cook got hurt in the previous inning, so we will try to get you through these changes as well. Robert Poisson is now the second baseman. As here comes the pitch and a called strike over to Felix Tena, the count at 0-1. So Poisson is now at second base. Here comes the 0-1. That is a called strike. Now 0-2. And then there's two other moves that we don't have just yet. Is here comes the 0-2. And that is called strike three. Breaking ball on the inside part of the plate. Four strikeouts for Manzano. And with two outs, here's E.J. Andrews Jr. And the Grizzlies have not had a hit since the triple from Perez in the fifth inning. Manzano, eight up and eight down so far. As here's a fly ball out to left center field. Andrews Jr., did he get all of it? It's at the wall. It is up and it is gone. E.J. Andrews Jr. touches them all. A solo homer. It's now 5-3 Grizzlies. 103 miles per hour off the bat, and the Grizzlies extend their lead. The former Fresno State Bulldog goes yard, and the Grizzlies have a two-run lead now here in the eighth. As the pitch to Mendez is a ball, the count at one ball and no strikes. So E.J. Andrews Jr. out to left center field. And Aiden Aroh was set down and not anymore. That is a big home run for E.J. Andrews Jr. Here's the 1-0, and a high chopper is going to be a tough play. Mendez has speed. The shortstop's throw is low, but made as Naylor makes the play to get Mendez. But a big home run from E.J. Andrews Jr. as we head to the bottom of the eighth, 5-3 Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 43024. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. 5-3 Fresno lead Stockton here in the top of the eighth inning. E.J. Andrews Jr., a solo homer to left center field, as Colin Baumgartner will take on Nathan Nankill. And that is a called strike. The count at 0-1. By the way, we finally have those defensive changes for the ports. Nathan Nankill is now in left field. He was the right fielder. Moving from left to second was Robert Poisson, and B.J. Cook, who got injured, out of the game. Now batting ninth, the right fielder, Pedro Pineda. So Pineda will hit ninth. Batting eighth is Poisson. He's at second base. Nankill at the plate. He's now in left field. Here's the 0-2. It's high from Baumgartner. The count now at one ball and two strikes. But E.J. Andrews Jr., that home run, a big insurance run for the Grizzlies, as here comes the 1-2 offering. Swung on and missed. Baumgartner strikes out Nankill. Two strikeouts now for Baumgartner since coming to this game. For Fresno pitching, that's 12 strikeouts. And with one away, here comes Darlin Montero. He is 0-for-3, an RBI and a run scored. That was back in the second inning off of fielder's choice. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander in Baumgartner. And that's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Fly ball out to right center field. Long run, but made by Andrews Jr., the right fielder for the second out. And with two outs, we'll bring up the designated hitter in Nick Schwartz. He's 0-for-3 with a run scored. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. And let me tell you, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics does a great job with what you're looking for. They've done an amazing couple of things at Chancy Park, and we're glad that they're a proud partner of your Grizzlies. As that swung on and missed, the count at 0-1. to Nick Schwartz, and Baumgartner out of the bullpen has come on in and thrown some strikes. Here comes the 0-1, and that's fouled into the netting, count now at 0-2. Baumgartner is 25 years old. He's 6'6", 250 pounds, and the one question I always have for him is, can I just have three more of his 6'6 feet high, so he'll still be 6'3, because right now, he's pitching, at least he's 11 feet tall. He has three strikeouts over four total outs. We head to the ninth, 5-3 Grizzlies.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We are in the top of the ninth inning, 5-3. Fresno leads Stockton as Darius Perry will lead things off against Alejandro Manzano. As Perry will get ready against the righty Manzano. Here's the pitch, and swung on and missed. Good breaking ball on the outside part of the plate from Manzano, who's only allowed the home run to E.J. Andrews Jr. Other than that, Manzano has been very good out of the Ports pen and much needed. The Ports yesterday wasted five pitchers out of their bullpen, and Manzano the third pitcher out of the Ports bullpen this evening. And they definitely needed some length that they're giving right now. As Perry takes a called strike, the count now at 1-2. Perry's 0-2, he had a walk back in the fourth inning. As the Grizzlies looking to tack on some more insurance runs. Here's the 1-2 outside, counted 2-2, trying to get him to chase after a slider. 2-2 to Darius Perry. The Grizzlies could go back to Baumgartner in the ninth inning. As the Grizzlies pitching staff, 13 strikeouts. As there's a strikeout of Perry right there. That's 5 strikeouts now for Manzano. And with one out, here's Caleb Hobson, 0-2, a walk and a run. Manzano's look good for Stockton, but Fresno, 13 strikeouts, tied for their most strikeouts as a staff in a game this season. They've already reached double digits. Here comes the pitch, and Hobson checks swing. It goes foul towards the Ports dugout on the first base side. The count at 0-1. Here at Banner Island Ballpark will be the venue for the next four games. 7:05 tomorrow as the breaking ball is high. Count at 1-1. Stay tuned for the postgame show as well. Give you a wrap-up of tonight's action and what to expect tomorrow. Got a good pitching matchup tomorrow as that is outside. The count at 2-1. Austin Emener expect to get the ball for Fresno. Left-hander had a great first start at Chancy Park. Here's a 2-1 inside of Hobson. Now 3-3, and the 9-hole hitter looking to get on base right here. Here comes the 3-1 of Hobson, and that's fouled off his leg. The count at 3-2. And Hobson, his play, as we said, we've talked about a lot, is his speed. And I'm probably the slowest person probably at this ballpark. And that includes manager Steve Solis, and that includes all the fans here as well, too. I think if we did a 40-yard dash, I would finish dead to last, if not the end of the pack. As here comes the 3-2, and that is called strike three. Manzano has been fantastic for Stockton. That's six strikeouts for him, two outs this inning, and now it's Aiden Longwell. Longwell, 1-for-4, a single back in the first inning. Longwell, this is his fifth at bat, and if he does manage to do something here, can continue towards Wimmer and Perez, who have a lot of this offense tonight. There is a strike, the count at 0-1 to Aiden Longwell. No balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch. Inside, count of 1-1 here in the top of the ninth inning. As the Grizzlies trying to hang on to win their second straight game here in Stockton. Here's the 1-1. Fly ball out to left center field. Long run. And it is a diving play and made by the center fielder in Lasco. He makes the catch. That will end the inning. And the Grizzlies three outs away from a big win. See if they can do it when we come back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and Sport 3024.
Welcome back to Stockton, California here at Banner Island Ballpark. Bottom of the ninth, 5-3. Fresno leads Stockton. And it looks like it's Sam Weatherly on the bump as the first pitch is high. The count at 1-0. I believe it's Sam Weatherly. And it is Weatherly on the bump. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed. The count at 1-1. I had written Bryson Hammer in my scorebook because initially that is what was said over the intercom. I should not trust what is being said. Here comes the pitch from Weatherly, and that is a called strike. And the count now at 1-2. Weatherly wears number 23 on the back of his jersey. As here comes the pitch to Poisson from Weatherly. Long pause. Here it is from the left-hander. And it is inside. The count now at 2-2. So Sam Weatherly looking for the save right here. It's kind of a closer by committee this year for the Grizzlies as compared to last year when it was Zach Agnos in the ninth, as that is inside. The count at 3-2. So Weatherly, this is the second lefty to pitch tonight for Fresno. They have 9 lefties on their pitching staff. Chopper fouled by Poisson. So Sam Weatherly looking to finish this game out. To make the note in our book. 5-3 Fresno here in the bottom of the ninth. Here comes the pitch. And it is low, ball four. And Poisson draws a walk. That's the fifth walk by Fresno pitching. And now it's Pedro Pineda. And Pineda, this will be his first at-bat tonight as he came in as a defensive move. So he will come into the game and hit for the first time. Here comes the pitch from Weatherly. And it is outside, the count at 1-0. Experience the ultimate party at Chochansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChochanseyGold.com. Here's the pitch. Inside, count at 2-0. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chochansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. We thank Chochansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the ninth. And we thank all of our partners as well. As here's a mound visit from Rolando Garza, the Grizzlies pitching coach. But Chochansey Gold Resort and Casino. We also thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. We thank Express Furniture Rental. Manco Abbott, Lou Pervance Apartment Homes. We also thank Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs as well. All proud partners of your Fresno Grizzlies tonight. Bottom of the ninth inning. Stay tuned for the postgame show as well. We'll give you a quick wrap-up of the Grizzlies trying to hold on tonight against the Stockton Ports. Stockton, a resilient team over the past couple of years, has given the Grizzlies a little bit of trouble, especially in the late innings. Runner at first with no outs. The 2-0 is a called strike and the count at 2-1 from Sam Weatherly. Weatherly, a 1-0 record, a 3 ERA. This is his third game out of the bullpen. The team 2-0 when he comes in to pitch. Here comes the 2-1. And that is a called strike. The count now at 2-2. Weatherly is 6'4", 205 pounds, 24 years old from Ann Arbor, Michigan. A third-round draft pick in 2020. He's been plagued by injuries over the past couple of seasons. Now healthy. Here's the 2-2, and it's fouled off by Pineda. Weatherly drafted out of Clemson, went to Howell High School in Michigan, was a Michigan Player of the Year when he was out at Howell High School, and then went to Clemson, was considered a very good draft pick by the Rockies in 2020. As that is just outside, the count at 3-2, trying to get the breaking ball to nip the outside part of the plate. 3-2, runner at first with no outs. You're in the bottom of the ninth inning, 5-3 Fresno. Swung on and missed. Good pitch from Weatherly, up in the zone at 90 miles per hour. And Pineda down on strikes. That's now 14 strikeouts by Fresno. And that's a new Grizzlies pitching staff record here in 2024. I'll have to start watching the overall Grizzlies record totals for a full season because the Grizzlies have been dominating on that statistic so far. As now goes to the top of the lineup as there's a strike to Cole Kahn. Kahn walked his last time up. He is 1-for-3 with an RBI single. The Grizzlies trying to end this game. Maybe a double play ball will help out. Here comes the 0-1 from Sam Weatherly. And Weatherly, that pitch down, the count at 1-1. It was a changeup there from Weatherly, who was a starter. He was with Fresno in 2021, worked as a starter. And, of course, the arm injuries now out of the bullpen. As here comes the pitch from the southpaw, Weatherly. And it swung on and missed. The count at 1-2. 90 miles per hour, but that ball gets past you in a hurry. We've seen 95 from guys like Hoffman. We've seen Pacheco and Perez reach 94 to 95. And Weatherly, the 90 looks like it's 97 off his hand. Here comes the 1-2. And a fly ball to right field. It sounds good. And it is off the wall, extra bases. This will be a double, two runners in scoring position for Stockton as Cole Kahn doubles off the wall. That ball just missed going out as Poisson gets to third. Now second and third with one out, and it's Ryan Lasko who's 0 for 3 with a walk. And another inning where the Ports have an opportunity to tie the game up or take the lead. So second and third with one out. The Grizzlies lead 5-3 as Weatherly going to have to face now Ryan Lasko and then maybe Miles Naylor. Infield will stay back, so they will trade a run for an out as it's still only 5-3. Third double for Cole Kahn, by the way. Here's the pitch from Weatherly, and it's high. The count at 1-0. Only 89 miles per hour from Weatherly as Darius Perry looked confused when he caught that ball initially. I think he was expecting a breaking ball. Count of 1-0 as the Ports trying to tie this game up. Wednesday action here at Banner Island Ballpark. As the Grizzlies won yesterday 9-2, they lead 5-3 in this one. The Grizzlies a 6-2 record on the year. As every other game has finished in the California League, San Jose beat Modesto 5-4. That's high, 2-0 now. Visalia beat Lake Elsinore 10-5. And, of course, Inland Empire beat Rancho Cucamonga 7-3. Our score here, 5-3. Runners at second and third with one out. Here comes the 2-0 to Lasko. And it swung on and missed. Count now at 2-1. Good fastball challenging the bat of Lasko from Weatherly. Good location as well. 2-1. High up in the zone. Lasko trying to do some damage with that ball. 2-1. Here comes the pitch from Weatherly. And it's chopped foul off the leg of Lasko. And now 2-2. It's a good pitch right there from Weatherly. Sam Weatherly from Ann Arbor, Michigan. And right now, he has to act like a Wolverine. I know he didn't go to Michigan, but there's a chance to really bear down right here. 2-1 here in the bottom of the ninth. Here comes the pitch from Weatherly. And it is foul. Just missing extra bases down the right field line. Oh, man. That would have tied the game up for sure, and it could have been extra bases for Lasko. Count at 2-2 as Sam Weatherly. Righties batting .333 against him. Has a 1.67 whip coming to tonight's game. 2-1. Here's the pitch from Sam Weatherly. And it's low in the count full. 3-2. Miles Naylor awaits on deck. Sam Weatherly looking for his first save of the year. Weatherly pitched 2 innings on April 11th. Here's the pitch, and it's high, 4, and the bases are loaded. Well, it sets up the double play ball, but another walk for Fresno. 6 walks, their most in a game this season by the pitching staff. And now it's Miles Naylor, 0-3 with a walk. Bases loaded with one out, 5-3 Fresno. Sam Weatherly's been shelled for almost 2 years due to multiple left shoulder injuries and a lat strain as well. In 2022, tossed 11 2/3 innings. Here's the pitch. High for a ball to count at 1-0. Luke Mann on deck. I don't think you want to get to him. Get Naylor right here. Fresno trying to get out of this jam right here and end this game. Here comes the 1-0. It's inside, a count of 2-0. By the way, final line for Colin Baumgartner out of the pen. 1 1/3 innings, no hits, no runs, no walks, 3 strikeouts. They went to Weatherly instead for the ninth. Here comes the 2-0. Swung on and missed, count at 2-1. Good pitch again from Weatherly. 90 miles per hour, the upper part of the zone. Gone right at the hitter of Naylor. Miles Naylor, the number 8 prospect in the Athletic system. Here comes the 2-1. Swung on and missed. 2-2. Another challenge fastball from Weatherly. Two balls, two strikes. Bases loaded, one out. The Ports trail 5-3 here in the ninth. The Grizzlies trying to get a win. Here comes the 2-2 offering from Sam Weatherly. He'll come set around the belt. Here comes the 2-2. And it is inside, and the count is full. Three balls and two strikes. Oh, 91, and he just missed it with that fastball. And the count now full. Three balls, two strikes. What does Weatherly have to offer Naylor? Here comes the 3-2 to Miles Naylor. And it is fouled off, spoiled right behind. We'll do it again at three balls and two strikes. Oh, man. Nervous up here in the press box as the Grizzlies trying to hang on for a big Wednesday win. Grizzlies looking to stay undefeated on the road. Here comes the 3-2 from Weatherly. And it is low ball four, and it's 5-4. A bases loaded walk will bring in a run. Lasko to second. Kahn to third. Poisson comes in to score. That is a run, and for Weatherly, that is his third walk. He also allows the run as well. And that will do it for Sam Weatherly as the Grizzlies go back to the bullpen. This is their most pitchers they've had in a game so far, as we will have a new arm right after this.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org. Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Explore more this season in California with Toyota's legendary reliability. Shop a wide selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the spacious Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available on 2024 models through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit, excludes hybrids and Sport 3024.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can...
Bottom of the ninth inning. Bases loaded, one out. Fresnely stocked in 5-4. Bryson Hammer now on to finish this game. And it's Luke Mann, who is 2-for-3. As the first pitch from Hammer is outside. The count at 1-0. Naylor the runner at first, Lasko the runner at second, Kahn the runner at third, one out here in the bottom of the ninth, 5-4 Fresno. As a ground ball foul, the count at 1-1, and it's Bryson Hammer out of the Grizzlies bullpen to end this game now. Hammer, no record, a 4.50 ERA, one hold, he's 2-for-2 in save chances. Weatherly departs after walking three batters. And now here's the pitch, and it's fouled off. Now 1-2 to Luke Mann, a lefty-lefty matchup. Mann, a triple and a run in the second. He singled in the third, was hit by a pitch in the sixth inning. And now they trust Bryson Hammer to get Luke Mann right here. Here comes the 1-2. And it is just outside in the count at 2-2. Oh, man. A close pitch there from Hammer. Two balls and two strikes. Bryson Hammer, 4 innings so far this year. Here comes a big 2-2. Ground ball, and it will get into right field, a base hit. Here comes the second run. The throw is high, and the Ports win. Ports walk it off with a 6-5 win tonight. A single to right by Luke Mann. He had 3 hits, and that will do it as the Ports walk it off on the Grizzlies. And the Grizzlies fall tonight 6-5. We'll be back with the postgame right after this.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. As your Fresno Grizzlies fall in a heartbreaker 6-5 tonight to the Stockton Ports. Fresno drops to 6-3. Stockton now 3-6 in the Grizzlies. 5 runs on 7 hits, 2 errors. They left 5 on base. They give up the walk-off loss, 6 runs on 5 hits, no errors, 9 left on base for the Stockton Ports. The winning pitcher is Alejandro Manzano. He is now 1-1. The loss to Sam Weatherly, he is now 1-1. And there was no save with the walk-off. 2 hours and 35 minutes for a paid crowd of 1,186 in the Grizzlies. Tough game. It was one of those games where they had the lead and everything looked right, but a lot of walks end up costing them. Overall, Fresno now drops to 62-24 all time against Stockton. They are now 19-13 since last year against the Ports. And they dropped to 31-7 all-time here at Banner Island Ballpark, which includes a couple walk-off losses as well. So the Grizzlies, let's go through the box score real quick and the scoring plays as well. Fresno fell behind 3-0, a fielder's choice by Stockton, gave him a 1-0 lead in the second. And then a fielding error allowed Darlin Montero to score, making it 2-0 Ports. And then Cole Kahn, an RBI single, made it 3-0 Stockton. Braylon Wimmer cut the lead to 3-2 after his third homer of the season in the top of the third inning. And then the Grizzlies took the lead in the fifth, and Andy Perez, RBI triple, made it 3-3. And then Perez scored on a sacrifice fly from Jake Snyder, making it 4-3. After that, E.J. Andrews Jr., a solo homer in the top of the eighth inning, made it 5-3 at that point. But unfortunately, in the ninth inning, the Grizzlies, three walks ended up hurting them. And bases loaded walk scored Miles, or allowed Miles Naylor to score Robert Poisson. And then Luke Mann, the single to right, scored a pair of runners. The ball getting right between first and second. And the Grizzlies had no chance to be able to make that final play at the plate. The Grizzlies fall 6-5 on that regard. On the Fresno offense, Braylon Wimmer had two hits, two RBI, and two runs. He had his second or third homer of the season and his first two-run homer of the year. Andy Perez, another multi-hit night. He had a triple, and he had an RBI and a run as well. E.J. Andrews Jr., his first homer of the 2024 campaign. On the other side, it was Luke Mann. He was the MVP for Stockton. He had three hits, which include a triple and the two RBI walk-off single, two RBI and a run as well. Cole Kahn had two hits, including a double and an RBI single at the top of the Ports lineup. And then pitching-wise for Stockton, it was the guy who got the win, Alejandro Manzano. Four innings of one-run baseball. He only allowed one hit, and it was the E.J. Andrews Jr. home run. He struck out six overall. Micah Dallas, a blown save after giving up two runs over an inning. 1 2/3 innings for Corey Avant. He allowed three hits. And then the starter in Schwing, he allowed one run on two walks and a hit in 2 1/3 innings. Brian Perez, the starter for Fresno, went four innings, allowed three runs, one earned. He struck out seven, tying a career high. Albert Pacheco, no hits, no runs, one walk, one hit batter. He struck out three over 2 2/3 innings. Tyler Hoffman walked all three batters that he faced. He ended up leaving the game without getting an out. And then Colin Baumgartner struck out three over an inning and a third. He might get a stake from Tyler Hoffman after he left the bases loaded. Sam Weatherly, he picked up the loss. He had one third of an inning, allowed one hit, three runs on three walks. And then Bryson Hammer just allowed the hit. He gets a blown save to his name, unfortunately. But Weatherly was the one who gave up all three runs. The Grizzlies had seven walks overall as a pitching staff, and six walks by the final three pitchers is not going to get the job done. Final four, technically, if you count Hammer, who only faced the final batter and Man on the night. But Fresno, the walks have to go down despite striking out 14 batters, which is the most by the staff this year. The Grizzlies, seven walks will not get the job done. They had a couple miscues as well, which included two errors, especially that scored some runs in the second inning. The Grizzlies, they bit themselves tonight as they fall by a final score of 6-5. The teams are back in action tomorrow at one game apiece. Austin Emner gets the ball for Fresno. No record, a 1.93 ERA. Stockton gives the ball to right-hand pitcher Jackson Finley. And 0-1 record, a 3 ERA. Tomorrow is Thursday night baseball, a 7.05 p.m. first pitch, 6.50 p.m. pregame show. And it'll be Colin McGuire, the Grizzlies' home clubhouse manager, joining us on the pregame show. With that being said, we will wrap it up tonight. The Grizzlies fall to 6-3. The Ports now 3-6 with the walk-off win. The Ports win 6-5 tonight with a three-run ninth inning. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Wednesday, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? you might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.